You are risen. This is Mark from Mark Age headquarters in Miami, Florida, speaking to all of you with the MAM Network, and with and through you to all light workers on earth, and then, of course, to all persons on and about the earth, in the earth astral planes also. Appropriately, this broadcast week begins on Easter Sunday, 1979. It's going to apply not only for this week, but for the rest of this Easter season to Pentecost. And at any time you may hear this tape in the future, or anyone else may hear it for the first time, it still will be applicable. For it is going to be a theme that will last you for the rest of your incarnation here on Earth. Yesterday, when I received the theme for this broadcast, I was not able to develop it, so I knew it was to be another one of those inspired, instantaneous broadcasts. And this means that as you hear it, listen to it, and meditate on it, you too will receive from your high self additional information, guidance, aid for you. As I started with this, you are risen, it was brought to mind by the statement concerning Jesus on Easter morning that we celebrate. He is risen. This is the resurrection, and it is what we are to concentrate on in this MAM broadcast, in our meditations, particularly during this Pentecostal period, or at any other time we are dwelling on this theme, listening to this broadcast. For regardless of what has happened to us in the past, individually, collectively, let us forget about those crucifixions of various kinds, those disappointments, those hurts, those worries, those problems we were not able to solve, the manifestations we did not see materialize, or at least fully or the way we wanted to see them. Let us step forth now without the limitations of mind, emotions, body that we have had in the past. Let us be indeed in thought and in action as though we too are resurrected at this moment, beginning this Easter Sunday or whenever you hear this broadcast. Step forth in the resurrected consciousness, the resurrected state of mortal consciousness at least. That is, look forward now to a renewed contact with your own Christ self. Just as Jesus, when he resurrected on that Easter morning, the first Easter morning, was not recognized in the garden or by his disciples at first, the same thing will be true with you. Perhaps your own 12 Christ aspects will not recognize the new you, but nevertheless it must filter down into your total mortal consciousness, that you are stepping forth in the resurrected Christ state. This means, therefore, that you see things with renewed eyesight, in a sense, that is, you are not going to see everything as you had prior to this time. You're going to begin to look at things more as though you indeed have stepped forth in your light body, in your Christ consciousness. You will see things in your daily life with a little different vision, perhaps, or perhaps with a far greater or different understanding. You will begin to see where you can make progress in whatever is your life mission. You will see how you can improve yourself, how you can work to improve other people. Indeed, you are stepping forth in a resurrected consciousness. No longer are you to remain on the cross of your own previous crucifixions, be they those which you brought upon yourself or which others have inflicted upon you. Instead, you step forth as though you were in that Christ consciousness. Now, of course, we know that none of us are going to step forth fully into that Christ identity beginning with this broadcast. But what we are attempting to do, what we are in actuality doing, is stepping forth into a closer union with the Christ self. Therefore, we will begin to receive more guidance. We will be aware of that guidance. We will ask for it more. we will pattern our lives more as though we were indeed stepping forth into a whole new aspect of life on earth, as though perhaps it were the golden era after the second coming. For before the second coming of our own Christ self even, there must be that resurrection, that ascent into the Christ consciousness before there can be the descent of that Christ self or consciousness manifesting upon the earth. Therefore, this is what we are striving to do. This is what we will do from this point forth. Step forth in that resurrected consciousness, throwing off as many of the bonds of material life, of mortal life, of unhappy life on earth that we have known as possible, that we have known in this and in prior lifetimes. It is springtime in the Northern Hemisphere, so we step forth with this renewed vim and vigor. Each one says to himself or to herself, I am that I am. I am that Christ self in action henceforth upon the earth. I will think in terms of a renewed consciousness, renewed as I would see it from the mortal self, but actually it is the ordinary, everyday consciousness of the Christ self. It is new to me. It is new to those about me. Nevertheless, it is what I really am. For I am that I am self, and I am now about to allow it to manifest more fully through me, as me, on the earth plane. A word of caution here, though. We teach and we speak a lot, and we try to experience and to demonstrate in our own consciousness this entombment with the Christ self. And at the same time, we have cautioned many times in speaking, in our publications, in personal counseling with many people, do not get carried away by this. Do not let fantasy and imagination run riot in your consciousness. For example, in all of my personal years in this program, dating back to perhaps 25 years, I have been aware of seeing what I consider to be my high self in the light body one time. I have not been aware consciously of seeing my high self or of communicating directly with my high self as though it were two different people involved in all of that time. I have received much yes from my high self, Almoya, through Nadia Yolanda's channeling and through other people who have been able to witness it or to pass along information. But to me, there has not been that separate division as though it were two different persons. Therefore, I have cautioned many of you, perhaps, but at least many light workers and students, that although many, such as Nara Yolanda, have been able to see and to converse with the high self, this is for special purposes and at special times, not all the time. I caution you not to think that just because you ask to be at one with your high self, that from that moment on, you are going to step forth and be that high self fully and at all times, and to know it. We have seen too many light workers fall into that trap, where he or she thinks that he or she suddenly has become the Christ self, and everything he or she says or does is Christ's gospel, so to speak. This is a very unfortunate thing, and it seems very difficult to be able to convince such people that indeed they are being deluded. So be cautious about it. Go about it gradually. Do not expect a tremendous change in your consciousness or in what you know. When I first began my development about 25 years ago, I fully expected then and for many years the time would come when suddenly, instantaneously, at some moment, I would be in that Christ consciousness. I would know all things. I would have all of those powers. I would be able to teleport, to bilocate. I would have great wisdom. I would be able to prophesy and to know the future and to bring forth great plans. That has not materialized in any way that I had seen it at that time. But we did come to learn that this is the high self functioning in other planes and planets, and that although we may have achieved that level of consciousness elsewhere, it is not time yet to demonstrate it upon the earth. But we must be aware that it exists. We must look forward to it. We must expect to manifest it in part at least sometime during this 40-year Mark Age period in preparation for Sananda's and our own second coming. So go about it gradually. Be sure of what you do. Expect the greatest, but don't be disappointed if you don't see it materialize, and even any noticeable changes in your consciousness at first. Know that you have asked Spirit, that you have asked your High Self, that you have asked your Master Teachers and Guides on other planes, and perhaps this plane, to assist you in stepping forth in this resurrected consciousness, the resurrected mortal consciousness, into the normal, everyday Christ consciousness. So do think about this. Do expect it to be gradual, but do expect it. Keep working at it. Think about it frequently each day during your activities, your thoughts, your projections. Review it perhaps in the evening or as you go to bed. But concentrate on stepping forth now into a new level of Christ awareness as directed by your own Christ self. Be that self in action more now than ever before. For truly, as you know, the Easter season is one of great spiritual influx, and that influx of energy will continue until Pentecost. Therefore, it is very appropriate, it is important that you are able to keep at this, stepping forth into a higher level of consciousness from this point forward. Expect it, regardless of what you may have been able to do in the past. We are not thinking in terms of past failures or of not being able to manifest all we wanted to. We are instead thinking in terms of a new start with this Easter 1979. We have until about the end of 1979 or early 1980 to prepare for new works for the program, the hierarchical plan for the second coming, that will begin sometime by spring 1980, as we are given to expect. Therefore, do utilize this high influx of spiritual energy period of Easter through Pentecost to step forth more and more surely and firmly, actively, and conclusively with great manifestations in your spiritual or Christ I Am High Self consciousness and identity. Expect it. Do not expect it to occur all at once, therefore you will not be disappointed. But if you do not expect it at all and do not work toward it, then it will not happen, will it? Therefore, individually, by yourself, and collectively with the rest of us in the MAM Network, in the Mark Age family, and lightworkers on Earth, let us be about stepping forth into a resurrected consciousness as though it were new, as though a new beginning for us from Easter 1979, and we project that thought to all lightworkers on Earth to be united and linked within yourself and with other lightworkers and to bring forth a new consciousness, a new work. Bless you in this activity.